Today's gonna be the day for college tips. I'm here with my friend Jonathan.
I can't do this, man.
No, don't do it.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening. This is Friday Night College Tips. It's March 22nd, 2019 at 5:03 p.m. So it is Friday night. It's the evening time, and we have a guest for you guys today. It's my good friend from my business fraternity here on campus, Jonathan.
Hello there. I'm honored to be on Friday Night College Tips, episode 3, with Randy. It's a great friend of mine. I'm very happy that he invited me to be on this podcast. I've been listening to his podcast for a while, and I think it's a lot of fun. So definitely excited to be here. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Happy to have you. So it's about college tips, and just college in general. I'm gonna kind of ask Jonathan a little bit about his college experience, a little bit about himself.
Well, I just want to say that I'm really nervous, and I've actually never done a podcast, so this is very exciting, but please be nice.
Awesome. Okay, so just kind of introduce yourself.
All right. My name is Jonathan. I'm currently a junior. I major in business here with a concentration in information systems and strategy, corporate strategy, that is. I also picked up a minor in computer science, so that's where I am right now. It's been a good experience. I have a lot to talk about in the almost 3 years that I've been here. I am originally from the Bay Area, where I grew up. I was born there, went to high school there. This coming to BU has been quite a different experience from home, possibly quite different from a lot of people from my high school. So, I think there are a lot of good, interesting things to talk about pertaining to the distance and experience of the East Coast and going to a business school here. So, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, so just why? So why BU? Why from California all the way to the East Coast, New England?
So this is a question that a lot of people ask.
Of course,
because obviously people are like, why do you want to leave such nice weather in California? But you know what? I've actually never been too bothered by the cold. And this might sound kind of strange, but, honestly, I've always loved snowboarding. So coming
He's
to
a good
the...
snowboarder.
Thank
He's
you.
Good.
Thank you.
He's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I was really excited about coming to the East Coast because I thought, maybe I could go snowboarding every weekend, which is definitely not true because school does get pretty busy. But
And we're not super close even.
Yeah, we're not super
we're not
close.
Like,
yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's a little trek.
It's a little trek. I mean, when it does snow here in the city, the most I can do is pack up my snowboard and find a 3-foot slope outside and just screw around there. But yeah, one thing I wanted to do was something different. I wanted to get out of where I'm from. That being the Bay Area, I thought coming to the East Coast would be a more worldly experience. And even though it's only 3,000 miles away, and the people in the East Coast are not that different from the West Coast. The culture is relatively similar. It's still the U.S. I got exposed to a lot of international students here, and I just knew that coming here meant that I would talk to a different type of people. There would be slightly different culture, and just being far from home gave me this sense that I was independent. Even though California does have great weather, and even though it has a lot of the mindset and the personalities do correlate well with mine, I thought the East Coast would be sort of like a study abroad experience where I learn to be somewhere different, where I get to see the world in a different scope. And I feel like my time here has made me realize that I have. And it doesn't necessarily mean that I like the East Coast more, but I do value the experience that it's different. And so that answers that question of why BU.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of good things. So was most of your college search to the, across the country, the New England area, or, some California schools? And how'd that go?
So I actually did apply to a lot of UCs. My dream school actually was USC. That definitely is a pretty up there school. But I did apply to a lot of schools in the East Coast too, because I didn't want location to matter too much. I wanted to be open to all the different possibilities. I would have been very happy to go to a school in California too, because I know there are a lot of great opportunities and a lot of great people there as well. But I think at the end of the day, I don't have all the information. I don't know what the East Coast is like. At the end of the day, I just make the decision based on what I think would fit best for me in the long run.
Okay.
And whether that's the best decision or not the best decision, I will never know. I just know that I have to enjoy and make the most of what I have. And since coming here, I think I've really tried to learn a lot about, the people here and the culture here.
Yeah, I like that. I like that point you said. You're never gonna know for sure because you're never gonna be able to like say how would my experience be at all.
You can't time travel and change your choices. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But you just gotta make the best of what you have for sure. Exactly. So let's fast forward to freshman year.
Okay.
So that was 2016, right?
Yes.
So September 2016, you're a freshman here. So let's just, how did you adjust to the first few months here on campus?
Yeah, so I'll first start with, you know, the social aspect. Obviously, most of my friends, I had a very good close group of friends from back home in California. I remember we called ourselves Bash, group of a lot of people who I was very close to. Most of them went to schools in California, so initially being away from them was a little hard, but I did feel that when I was here as a freshman, I did make a lot of friends very fast because, you know, as you know, freshman year is when everyone's new, everyone's looking to make friends and build connections. So obviously that was a good time because it makes you forget about home for a while and makes you really present in the moment where you are, you know, since orientation, your first classes, your first club meetings. In terms of social, one tip I would give is, at least in my experience, I've found that I used to think that I had to be having the best time of my life, you know, because everyone's going to college, everyone expects you to, you know, break out of your shell and really, really find out who you are. But it's not that easy. I remember I used to worry a lot about the type of friends I was making. I just wanted to make sure I was making the right friends, making sure I was being invited to parties. And I remember I would spend a lot of time on social media and I would see a lot of my classmates from high school. They would all be having a lot of fun. They'd be going to parties. They'd be on all sorts of events. They'd have all these new friends. And I just felt a lot of pressure. Like, man, I gotta have those same friends. I feel pressure, man. Like I need to blossom socially. And I remember, you know, I would go out to parties with friends and whatever, if there was a party, I was there. And I did not necessarily enjoy every party. I'm not even like a big partier, but no matter the party, I would always have to, you know, Snapchat something, put something in my story, make it look like I was having the time of my life.
Wouldn't do this back home. Like, were you big on social media before you came to college?
Not as big. I still think that culture existed, but I think since going to college, because now you're away from everyone, you're away from all the people you went to high school with, it's easier to fake how much fun you're having, if that makes sense. So I could be at a party, I wouldn't be having that much fun, but I could easily tickle my phone, take a quick Snapchat with a few friends and, you know, hold her drinks up and be like, you know, hey, we're having the time of our lives, you know?
Everyone's going to be like, and, shit, Jonathan's out partying.
Yeah, I'm out partying, I have friends, you know, that's true. Because, you know, everyone knows as a freshman, you got to go to the parties, right? Yeah. That's kind of what it is there, you know?
That's the whole thing,
The whole thing, so... I remember at one particular party, I saw a group of girls standing around with red Solo cups in their hands, not talking to anyone. One of them pulls out a phone, she holds it up, says, "Let's take a selfie." And all these girls gather together, put on the happiest faces they can, put their drinks in the air and take a picture. And then immediately after, she puts the phone away and they all go back to standing around looking at their phone, scrolling Facebook or Instagram. And I remember at that moment, I was like, is that what I look like? I'm not having fun at every party. Granted, there were parties where I did have fun, but I was at parties where I was not having fun. I wanted to leave, but I just wanted to make it look like I was having fun. So for a period of time,
why wouldn't you just, you know, take a snap and then leave?
I mean,
you know,
sometimes...
No one's going to know how long you're there for.
Yeah, sometimes I would do that. You know?
Oh, wow, okay.
And, you know, I just go out there, talk to a few people. It's definitely a facade, you know? You see people you've seen one or two times in class. You shake their hand. You say, oh, it's so great to see you. And... it just doesn't feel real. Like, is it really that great to see you? I mean, we barely know each other. We just happen to be at the same party. We're not enjoying any sort of passion together. There are drinks in our hands and there's music. We're not, you know, like, you know, if you know me, I have a lot of hobbies. You know, if I'm out there, you know, training and like, you know, I love MMA or lifting or you know, doing something fun, like playing video games with friends. We're sharing a passion hobby together. When you're at a party, yeah, you could be dancing and having a lot of fun with friends, but a lot of times you're seeing people that aren't really your friends. They're just people you've seen, but you act like you are because you're supposed to have a good time. So to each their own, but for me personally, I just want to you know, tell people, like, don't feel too pressured that this is how you have to live your life, that this is the right way to have fun. Because at the end of the day, a lot of people do put on a facade, especially on social media, because it can be so fake. So I did come off social media for a while. I took some time to not post everything I was doing. You know, I just, you know, post the highlights, things I found were interesting and I actually wanted to share. And it did make me a lot happier to care less about what people think and really just be present in the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I on the flip side, I do feel like, you know, that the pressure that people have freshman year, you know, that it kind of does force them to branch out. And I think there are the good side of, you know, getting that the little pressure to kind of, you know, go and have fun and meet people.
Yeah.
Because I think that's definitely, you know, the worry, like, how am I going to, you know, where am I going to fit into? What, like, kind of, who am I going to meet? Especially if you're, you know, coming from somewhere that's, you know, across the country and, you know, you don't know anyone going to the school.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You do need to go out of your comfort zone.
Right.
One of the, you know, skills you do, you know, if you want to go out and you want to meet people, make connections and actually make friends, you do need to put yourself outside your comfort zone. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And definitely, like, sometimes that does mean going to a party that you don't know that you might enjoy, you might not. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with going out and actually taking the time to get to know people, talking to people that, you know, I know in high school, I was not a very open person. I kind of had my friend group, and to be honest, I was a little exclusive with them. Like, if I met someone else who wanted to hang out with us, I just kind of didn't really see them fitting in. I didn't really want to open myself up to other people. And it wasn't like I was popular. That's not what I'm saying. It's just like, you know, I had my group. I don't really care about meeting more people. But the thing is, you miss out so much when you close your, you know, when you don't open up to other people, when you close your group, when you close your mind. If you really go out there and talk to people, you'll definitely meet people that you don't vibe with, but guess what? You're also going to meet people that you do vibe with. But you're never going to know if you never go out and actually talk to people and try. You're not going to know if you don't go to that club or try or, pursue an interest that you have with this club or go to this meeting for another club.
Right.
So definitely you do need to, and some people are just better at it. Some people might not be. Some people just, you know, they're more comfortable with going out and putting themselves out there. But for others, it takes a little time. But really, there's no shame in putting yourself out there and talking to people. Because really, if you don't have a great time with someone, that's okay. That's just the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
Right?
Completely.
It's not your issue. Right? It's not your problem. Don't worry if you don't vibe and fit in with everyone. Because you really should determine who you want to have a relationship with.
I totally agree. Yeah, no, that's a lot of good advice. So yeah, you kind of talked on clubs a little bit. Yeah. Very different from obviously the party scene with drinks in your hand on a Friday night. So how do you have, like, what advice do you have for people who they want to join a club? Because everyone knows, you know, joining a club is a good way to kind of start your college career, right? Because you're meeting new people, mm-hmm. you have, you know, possibly weekly meetings, events, and I think, you know, a lot more people are comfortable with the social aspect, but clubs kind of more tailored to the professional side, and that's where, you know, college is, you know, a lot about, you right. know, obviously the professional yeah. side, the career side. So what kind of advice do you have for that side, the career side, joining clubs that are going to help you in that way?
Yeah, definitely. This is a very big part of college. Especially if you went to a high school that wasn't so big, you might have had experience with clubs, but there weren't as many. In my experience with Boston University, which is quite a sizable school, there's a very diverse range of clubs that you can participate in. And one thing I want to tell freshmen, and especially freshmen, because I know a lot of freshmen who come to college are very excited and they want to try everything. I know I was like that. I signed up for...
I wasn't. My whole freshman year, I was very...
Interesting.
Not at all. Yeah. I think because I was just kind of the... Like, oh, I don't need to. Like, oh, you know, because if you have your friend group, oh, there's no reason to... You know, kind of join this group. Like, why? What's the point? I definitely regret that. I think it would have been a lot more fun if I, you know, did branch out, like you were saying. But you were kind of the more everything.
Yeah.
You were trying a lot of different. Yeah.
You know, going off what you're saying, on one hand, you don't want to not check out clubs because when you're here, it is something that you want to look into because there are a lot of opportunities. There's a very diverse range of clubs that you can look into. If you don't like one, that's fine. But you want to at least put yourself out there and maybe see if there is something you like. You know, one thing I like to say is you don't find your passion. You develop your passion. And what I mean by that is if you expect to be passionate about something on the first day you try something, or you expect to be really skilled and good at something because you're supposed to be a natural at it, it's very discouraging. I think the best perspective to have when pursuing anything is to think develop, not find. Develop your passion. And what this means is you find an interest that you have, something that sparks, you know, a small fire inside you. You go there, you try it out, maybe you suck at it, but guess what? if you keep trying, two things will happen. You get better and your passion really develops and you truly develop a passion for whatever it is, or you find out it's not for you and, you know, it doesn't hurt you to have tried, because right. that beats just looking at the flyer and wondering why you never tried it at all. But of course, that doesn't mean you should join every club, because you will spread yourself too thin. And I think a lot of freshmen are excited about signing up for everything they want to go to, because it's very easy for upperclassmen to make the club sound like the most exciting thing ever. So you do need to, you know, find a diverse range of clubs, attend a lot of meetings, but don't worry about, you do have 4 years to try out clubs, right? You don't worry about signing
you
up.
Have time.
You have time. You don't have to maintain active membership in every single one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing. Not every club, people think, oh, a club is super demanding. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to join this club. I'm going to devote all my time to it. A lot of clubs are maybe just a weekly meeting, even bi-weekly. Wait, yeah. bi-weekly is every two, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe so. I'm actually not sure. I think maybe there's a difference between bi with a hyphen versus not hyphen, but okay. I'm not sure about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but there's clubs out there that just kind of show up, you know, take part in that one day. They may have other events, but it's not super, you know, and that's something they don't really say. It's not, you know, not every club is going to take all of your time, so don't like say, oh, I don't have enough time for a club, because you do have time.
Yeah.
I mean, more or less. A lot of people, they do, like, they're taking so like all these different classes freshman year, but you have the time for, you know, 2-3 hours a week to something else.
Yeah.
So definitely. Going from clubs, we talked about social life, clubs, now classes. So I think at BU freshman year, well, I think at every school you kind of pick your classes obviously before you you start.
Yeah.
So how did you pick your classes? Was it kind of based on just your major, or did you pick some, you know, classes you thought were interesting?
Mm-hmm.
And how did those go?
Yeah, so definitely classes are what you're in college for. That's something you don't want to forget.
Oh yeah, we should have started with that.
Yeah. But no, definitely. I do like the lead into it. Classes are a very important part. But, you know, people are obviously very interested in the clubs and friends aspect too. But classes, remember, classes are why you're here in college. You didn't come here to make friends or join clubs exclusively. At the end of the day, you're here for a degree. That means having a sufficient GPA and going to class, attending class, and, you know, getting what you paid for.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so
paying for the classes.
You're paying for the classes. That's why you're here.
Take advantage of the
classes. Don't forget that. Don't forget that.
Go to class if you can, obviously.
Go to class if you can,
obviously,
right?
Some days you can, you know.
Some days you're too hungover.
No, you know, go to class. And, yeah, I think that's, you know, study.
Yeah, Randy has it right. That's the number one tip. Go to class. Go to class. Do not go to class. Right, Randy?
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Because guess what? If you don't go to class, you don't learn. All right.
And then you do well on a test. You know, your final grade's good. Higher GPA. And that's...
Get your degree. Get out. You know, get on with your life.
Walk on the stage. Smile.
Yeah.
Take that photo.
Yeah, do it for the photo, guys.
The photo after.
The photo, yeah. Because if you don't graduate, you won't have a graduation photo to post on Instagram. Think about that.
And those get a lot of likes.
Those get a lot of likes.
No matter everyone you've met in college, if you're following them on Instagram, even if you hate each other, you're going to like their graduation photo.
That's true.
You like,
actually,
you know, you're going to get every single... Your ratio on likes to followers is going to be like 1-for-1. Every follower is going to like your photo.
Yeah.
That's how it works. So get that photo and that gown you're going to wear. Look good. Yeah. Smile.
Wow. You're going to be doing that in half of a semester. Like, what, 2 months from now?
Like 2 months. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Randy's a senior. He's going to graduate very soon. Yeah, I'm going to miss him.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Man.
Yeah. So, okay. So all of that freshman year, I think you've had a good freshman year, I can tell.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
I can talk a little bit more about, like, specifically what the classes are, like, compared to high school.
Yeah, yeah. Like workload.
Yeah.
Kind of some advice.
I think people are interested in that.
They are, yeah.
Yeah. In high school, you're probably very accustomed to waking up at 7 and then being in classes from 8 to 2 or 8 to 3. But in college, it's structured a little differently. You will have more time between classes. You generally don't take as many courses as you do in high school, but the workload is a little higher.
Right.
Another thing is, now that for most of you who have declared a major, you're taking classes that aren't as general. You probably will take general, you know, gen ed classes, but a lot of times your classes will be, you know, they will be pertaining to your field of study. So for example, if you're studying business, you'll be taking business classes, maybe you'll take finance, maybe you'll take marketing. If you're in computer science, you're gonna learn classes based in algorithms and, you know, linear algebra, whatever. So one thing that I realize about this is, because these classes are kind of directed to your field of study, this is really a time for you to focus on those studies and then decide if it's for you or not. And I remember when I was a sophomore, one of my friends who was a senior, he told me, he said this really good quote to me. He said, you know, life is way too short to be wasting your time learning something that you don't care about. Especially for you young guys who come in and you're learning something, you might either love that class and you might feel like this really is for you, or you might think, why did I choose this? It's not too late. In fact, really, I don't think it's ever really too late. You know, you can always take the time to decide, like, you know, you're taking this class.
At one point, it's too late, though. At one point, eventually, right? I don't have time to switch anything.
The thing is, for you, Randy, like, you might get a job in your field, but it doesn't mean that in the next 20 years alive, you can't make a change. But in the scope of college, I see what you mean. It's like, earlier the better,
you
right?
You can't make too many mistakes.
You can't make too many mistakes.
You have time, but not too much
time. You don't have unlimited time. I want to keep it realistic. Yeah, see, good on you, Randy, for keeping it realistic.
Talk to your career advisor.
Talk to your career advisor.
College advisor. They have good tips.
Exactly.
Talk to them. For sure, that's a good tip, too. Go see them.
Yeah.
They help a lot. I think some colleges, I know people say, mm-hmm. oh, they don't help. I've had friends that say they don't like the ones at BU.
Uh-huh.
But I've had good experiences.
Yeah.
So workload a lot more.
The workload is definitely more. But you know, you might feel more passionate about it because your workload might actually represent something that you actually care about. It might represent something that you actually are interested in studying. And for those of you guys who feel that way, great, keep it up. You know, you're gonna be doing that for a few more years. You're gonna have a lot of hardship, but if you can enjoy what you're doing, then obviously power to you. But again, for those of you who, for me personally, when I came to college, I thought I was going to do accounting because that's a very traditional business function. But upon taking the classes in accounting, I realized this really wasn't for me. I wanted something that was more engaging. I talked to a lot of upperclassmen who had taken classes in accounting. So that's another thing I want to talk about classes, is that you will meet upperclassmen who have taken classes that you might think about taking. Those are great people to consult about classes, because ultimately the classes are going to determine kind of the direction you go, even within your field of study.
Right.
So definitely make sure that you're picking classes based on what you're actually passionate about, or at least if you're not passionate about it and you're just thinking about getting a job. And I understand that you might not be passionate about your job. That's completely realistic. You want to make sure at least that you can do it. Like, you don't want to take a class that you hate so much that you really just don't enjoy life. And then when you get a job, you really just don't enjoy life even more. Like, it's okay.
But it's also unrealistic to think that everyone's going to find... Yeah, you're not going to find your passion. It's not so easy to find your passion just in college.
Yeah. So guess what?
In mm-hmm. classes, especially.
At the end of the day, we are living in an economically driven society. Like, I can sit here and tell you, yeah, I would love to be a consultant in, you know, information systems, or work for like a enterprise systems company, or I would love to be a business analyst for this company. But really, if you ask me what my real dream job is, it would be to be the fight analyst. It doesn't have anything to do with my field of study, and maybe there's only 5 people in the world who can be a fight analyst at such a high level.
What is that? That's that you're analyzing.
You know, like an ESPN analyst for like mixed martial arts. You know, I'm a big fan of MMA.
Oh, okay.
I would love to do
yeah.
what, like, you know, Kenny Florian and, you know, those guys do. I mean, I think their job is very cool, you know.
That's possible, though.
It would be tough, and definitely I wouldn't be opposed to going for it, but you do need to be realistic.
If anyone's listening out there that can...
ESPN.
ESPN,
okay,
reach out to us.
ESPN, you guys have some seriously undereducated analysts, okay? Like, if you want an educated analyst, I think I could do a better job. No, but for real, though, there's definitely a lot of people who can do better than me, but... Either way, ESPN, Skip Bayless. I don't know why you work for ESPN and talk about MMA. You really don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, that's my call out. Yeah, beef. That's podcast beef. But yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, so at the end of freshman year,
uh-huh.
going into sophomore year, what would you have changed? What would you have done differently? about like everything, like clubs. So I guess I know you talked about so social media, maybe posted a little less. Yeah. But I guess at the same time, you know, you did want to show everyone back home that, you know, Jonathan's having fun in Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
You clubs, how'd that go?
Oh, good. Yeah. About the social media thing, like, yeah, definitely, it's not bad to use social media to connect with people. Just remember not to trust. Don't look too much into it. With clubs, I did rush for a business fraternity my freshman year, my first semester. Absolutely great experience. I learned a lot. Really helped with my confidence. Really helped with my academics. I met a lot of great people, including Randy here. Yeah, we met a lot of great people in our business fraternity, so it's been great. Yeah. The one thing I will say that I learned, not just sophomore year, but also this year, is that despite joining, you know, a fraternity or a club in general, you have to realize what determines a friendship. A friendship doesn't necessarily mean that you two are just in the same boat or the same situation or the same circumstance. You know, just because someone else rushed a fraternity with me at the same time and was in my pledge class doesn't mean that person's going to be my closest friend. In fact, I have found that even within my business fraternity, I found myself a lot closer to certain people that I didn't rush with or met later on than people that I spend more time in the fraternity with. And really, that just comes down to, you know, it's not about being in the same organization. It's about your personal relationships with people. And I think clubs and common interests and passions are a great way to find those people. But you have to remember that your friendships with people aren't so dictated by something so superficial. It has more to do with your personal relationship to that person. You know, do you have similar values? Do you have similar goals? Do you have similar perspectives on each other, on life, on, you know, what you guys want to accomplish together in that friendship? And so one thing that I think I would have done differently is I did devote a lot of time to my business fraternity, and I did feel very close to a lot of people in it. But in doing that, I also did leave out a lot of people that I met outside of that business fraternity. Okay. I left out people that were from other clubs. I stopped reaching out to people that were my friends but weren't in the business fraternity, just because the business fraternity would host a lot of events and I would see these people a lot, but I didn't spend a lot of time reaching out to other people. And so for those of you guys who've been friends with me for a while, you probably know that I haven't been much of a reacher, especially in high school. I was never much of a reacher. I never said,
Are you apologizing now?
I apologize.
This whole thing is for him to say sorry to his friends that he's lost.
For the people that hit me up.
He does miss you guys.
I do. I do regret it because I think I've met a lot of great people on the way. You know, for the people that hit me up and said, hey, we should grab dinner sometime, or hey, we should hang out sometime.
Now.
And I said, yeah, sure, let's do it. But I never hit you up. I'm sorry. I should have been more open. It's just, you know, I haven't been much of a reacher. One thing I did take pride in was being independent, but like, come on, I love having a friend to eat lunch with sometime. Like, I love eating alone, but it wouldn't hurt to have someone to eat with, right? So I think for me, it was, maybe I felt a little bit of shame, or I felt kind of dependent if I had to reach out to someone, but I realize now, you know, there's no shame in that, you know, get to know people. Yeah. If they're busy, so what? If you don't have a good relationship, well, forget them, and you'll find people who you do have a good relationship with. So
there's a lot of people in college.
There is a lot of people with very different people.
A little too many, but there's there's a lot. So you'll find the group, group, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
If you want a group, find a group. If you don't, you're good that way, you know?
Exactly, yeah. Don't obsess over having 300 friends, you know? Find people that you have a genuine, like, person-to-person relationship with and grow it. And remember, those relationships are not going to magically, you know, solidify themselves. You need to actually take time to get to know them, hang out with them, do things together, and respect that person. That's how, you know, real friendships are formed. And then, you know, you have a lot of fulfillment when you have, you know, a few good close friends that you can trust. So that's my advice, and maybe that's something that I would have paid a little bit more attention to in the past few years. But, you know, I'm learning, and I have admitted to,
that's what's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're learning.
Yeah. I have reconnected with some friends and said, like, hey, you know, I should have reached out to you more. You're a great person. You know, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so that kind of wraps up that segment of the podcast. So we're going to go to a short sponsorship break. Please listen and support this company. Okay, we're back. I hope you enjoyed that sponsorship segment. It's the Black Tux. I think it could be that one or the Anchor one. I don't know. I hope you enjoyed it.
Either way, thank you.
Thank you so much. Please support me, because I had to fly Jonathan out to the podcast. So, you know, I paid out of my own money.
We're filming at the North Pole.
To fly him out to meet me here. And I gave him, like, I bought him a Mountain Dew.
Yes, shout out to Mountain Dew. Yeah. He bought me a Mountain Dew.
So 175, nice. So that was my out of my paycheck. Okay, yeah, so this is something that I wanted to talk about with Jonathan for sure, because I know this, he kind of touched on it. This is his passion, right? Fitness, MMA, staying fit and healthy. I know Jonathan's a fit guy. I'm sitting next to him right now, and he's, you know, he's almost about to explode out of his clothes right here. He's, but yeah, so Jonathan, kind of, I guess let's talk about just specifically in college, how have you, you know, maintained that passion? Have you, like, picked up a new passion in terms of fitness in college? What, like, how has that gone? How do you kind of do what you, like, you know, besides the clubs and the classes, how do you have time for the, you know, the gym and doing what you love?
Yeah, so I was always an athlete. I've always liked being active and exercising growing up. I think that's because my parents put me in a lot of sports, and also just, like, you know, generally we're living a healthy lifestyle. In college, definitely wanted to continue that, because I think for me, at least, a big part of my my mental health, my happiness, my ability to perform in classes and, you know, in all other aspects of my life has a lot to do with being able to work out. Because, you know, scientifically speaking, working out, exercise, it does release endorphins, it does make you feel happier, it does release stress, but also just you know, mental fortitude and mental toughness is another thing. You know, waking up at 6 a.m. and going to the gym and you know, pumping iron or running a few laps, or, you know, just playing a sport, rock climbing, all that stuff are things that, you know, help you feel a little better about yourself. Because, you know, not only did you go out and do something that was taxing physically, you know, you also do something that, you know, in the long run will make you look a little better, you know, which doesn't hurt, you know. not saying that you should only work out for aesthetics, where, you know, some people do that. I think working out only for aesthetics might be a little boring and might be a little bit unfulfilling. But, you know, I think in general, going out and improving your body, being the best version of yourself and feeling a little bit more fit, you know, obviously looking better, but just feeling better, feeling stronger, being able to perform better when you play sports, it's a good thing. It's a good escape from other aspects of your life. Having said that, the one thing I will say as a tip for other people about fitness in general is, more than anything, it should be about your health and about your physical health and your mental health. I don't think going to the gym and working out and lifting heavy weights is for everyone. I don't think going out and running is for everyone. I don't think counting your calories and being incredibly strict and anal about every little detail about your physical health is for everyone. In fact, I can tell you for a fact, it's not for me. You know, I definitely eat burgers and pizza, you know, pretty regularly, because, you know, I enjoy it. I think fitness for a lot of people, especially college students, because a lot of you in college are living very stressful lives, you know, you don't have all the time in the world, you know, if we're being realistic. I think it's a way to just, you know, keep your mind, keep you grounded. It's something to keep you, in a sense, strong mentally, so that you don't crack under the pressure of school. But it's an escape from everything you're doing. I think at the end of the day, you want to be doing enough that you're not going to be, like, you know, morbidly obese and unhealthy. But really, like, you know, if you can enjoy yourself, you know, you can indulge, you can do whatever, you can drink whatever. Just make sure that
if you're 21,
if you're 21, if you're 21, for those of you under 21, you guys are bad boys and bad girls. Yeah. But yeah, you know, fitness is definitely an aspect of life that people could pursue at different levels. But yeah, it's a good way to just keep yourself in check, keep your body in check, be a best version of yourself. But you don't have to be overboard and make it your life, because I think it's not for everyone. You won't necessarily enjoy it. I think more than anything, you need to enjoy life. You know, if I spend every day, you know, waking up at 6 and going to the gym and eating nothing but chicken breast and broccoli, and
unless you love that,
if you love that, if that's truly, you know, what you want, go for it. But it's not what I want. I want to be able to enjoy myself. I love sports. I love, you know, training mixed martial arts. I love parkour, free running. I love snowboarding, but I can do it to a level where I can still enjoy life. So that would be my tip for fitness in college.
So if you, okay, I'll just sum that up. Like, if you enjoy it, do it.
Yeah.
But don't let it become something that you don't enjoy.
Don't let it consume you.
Don't let it take
you.
Away
yeah.
from your other activities in life. Because
yeah.
in college, you have a lot of things going on,
mm-hmm.
especially yeah. here. Like, if you're going to be in clubs, if you're going to have a decent-sized social group, if you're going to take classes that are challenging, you're going to, you know, it's going to be tough to...
It will be tough, yeah.
To do everything. Yeah. But it's doable.
It's doable.
It's doable.
Yeah.
And that's... You have time for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, a lot of people get really stressed out, and, you know, obviously that's normal, but you have time.
You have time.
Things are doable. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. Just don't let it consume you, and don't feel like just because all my friends go to gym every day doesn't mean you have to do it. If you go to gym, and this is very popular. I mean, obviously in college, you know, everyone's trying to look as good as they can. You know, people want to look good. People want to work out, you know, get big biceps, you know, get a big chest, whatever. They people want to look good. But trust me, if you go to gym and you lift and you're like, oh, I'd rather be playing soccer, or I'd rather be playing video games or whatever, like, just be honest with yourself. Don't force yourself to do something you absolutely hate.
I mean,
right?
Sometimes you
should, because this is what I mean. If you're going to sit around on the couch, eat cookies all day, and play video games and complain about how unfit you are, then that might be a problem that you have. But I'm going to be honest. If you want to sit around, eat pizza, play video games, and just do homework and go to class with friends, and if you truly are happy and you don't complain about it, then
yeah.
by all means do it, because you are not hurting anyone if you
I
do
agree.
That.
Yeah.
The one caveat yeah. I will say is if you do it excessively, you will damage your health. And that is a risk that you take. That is why I encourage fitness, because I think physical adversity and you know, physical adversity and working out and exercise not only builds mental fortitude and happiness, but it also keeps your body in check. But again, you make your own decisions. You decide what's best for you. You shouldn't have to feel like you have to be working out and looking all aesthetic just because, you know, one of your friends is doing it, or someone else is making fun of you for, you know, living your lifestyle.
Awesome. I think that kind of sums it up for the podcast. So Jonathan here, I guess he's had a good college career. He's very passionate, if you can tell, and I love it. I'm blown away by all what he has to say. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. Anything else you want to say about college? Anything, any other, like, you know, little tips specific about fitness, about social media, or just, you know, tell a story? I don't know. Just anything you want.
Yeah, I got a tip. So, you know, if your school has a dining hall, one thing I like to do is to ask for extra food all the time, because, you know, when you pressure them to do it, they'll usually give you a little extra food.
Don't waste.
Yeah. You know, because, you know, I get really hungry. I eat quite a bit, you know. So just saying, you know, if you ask for extra food, you know, if the person is serving you food and you say, can I get a little bit more chicken, please? And you ask nicely, they yeah. might. But if they don't, it's okay. Just, you know, go get in line again. And
yeah.
one thing I used to do. You can always
come back.
You can always come back.
It's
efficiency.
It's unlimited. You get the swipe in.
You
and
swipe
then you
in.
You have all access.
Yeah.
To the dining hall.
It doesn't hurt to ask. I will say this, though. If there's a long line
behind
me. He's
making it seem like it's super. I think it's a whole thing. They always give it.
Okay.
I
don't know if the people in the dining hall dislike me for this. But I just like to ask for extra food all the time because I'm a hungry guy. When I go to the sandwich bar, usually people ask for, you know, they tell the server what they want on the sandwich. They're like, okay, can I get wheat bread? Can I get turkey? Can I get onion? What I always do is I say, can I get two sandwiches? And they make them at the same time. I mean, I don't know if they don't.
That's a little annoying.
I don't know if they don't.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do, right? I'm running late for class. I gotta eat my food. I just ask for two sandwiches at once, and they don't really say no, but maybe they're a little bit annoyed, but
that's don't take that tip.
Listen, you are paying for the dining hall. Get your money's worth. Hey, those of you who are like me, who have big stomachs and like to eat, man, sometimes you just gotta do it. don't be an ass about it. That's all. Don't overdo it. Don't do it when there's like a long line behind you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I have to say. That's my final most important tip.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Jonathan, for being here.
Thank you.
Of course. Happy to have you. I hope you guys enjoyed and learned a thing or two about, you know, how to be the perfect college student, just like Jonathan. You know, he's a 10 out of 10. And that's it.
Nice.
Thank you guys. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.